Hey guys, this is Universal Buzz Radio, the bravest live radio broadcast from Earth. And on this week's Dose of U-Buzz, we bring you from Brooklyn, New York, Elektra recording artists, They Might Be Giants. Now here they are live on Universal Buzz Radio.
So it's nice to be here.
Driving time. Hey, that everything on it is a gas. Aluminum, copper, iron, and many others.
The sun is Mars.
If the sun were hollow, a million Earths would fit inside, yet it is only a medium-sized star. I'm done.
The sun is far away.
It's about 93 million miles away, and that's why it looks so small.
But even
that the sun is a huge atom-smashing machine. The heat and light of the sun are caused by the nuclear reaction between hydrogen, nitrogen, carbon, and helium.
The sun is a mass of helium.
The sun, ladies and gentlemen.
We'd like to get the spotlight moment. Our horn players are joining us on stage. Mr. Timothy Newman on the trombone, ladies and gentlemen. Give him a warm round of applause. And then over there on the trumpet, it's James. Wow, we got a post in between them. James O'Connor on the trumpet, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Hell's Kitchen.
Standing where the statue got me high. And what what they'll find is just a statue standing where the statue got you high. Danke schön.
Put that man down. He's done nothing wrong. Let the big guy go. So here's a song called Sleeping in the Flowers.
We could be sleeping in the flowers. We could sleep all afternoon. You'd proclaim that you're an island. I'd proclaim that I'm one too. Then we float into the harbor. It just peers and floats around. I declare that I am leaving. You declare that I have drowned. I got a cry. She won't look up at me. Don't want to be known as the creep. Just comes around to catch her eye.
We could be sleeping in the flowers. We could sleep all afternoon. You'd proclaim that you're an island. I'd proclaim.
Here's a song that features the horns and the Bachelor sounds of Mr. Brian Doherty, our drummer.
The shoehorn, the kind with teeth. People should get beat up for stating their beliefs. He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth, 'cause he knows there's no such thing. He asks a girl if they can both sit in a chair, but he doesn't get nervous. She's not really there. He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth, 'cause he knows there's no such thing. Tour the world in a heavy metal band, but they run out of gas. The plane can never land. He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth. People should get beat up for stating their beliefs. He wants a shoehorn,
the kind with teeth, 'cause he knows there's no such thing. What's the sense in ever thinking about the tomb when you're much too busy returning to the womb? He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth. People should get beat up for stating their beliefs. He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth, 'cause he knows there's no such thing.
Mr. Brian Doherty on the glockenspiel, ladies and gentlemen. Weaving his musical spell in just three notes. Theme for the Bill Cosby Mystery Show.
I would say if there was a me for you.
Universal Buzz Radio, independent and proud. We'll be right back with more from They Might Be Giants after this. Combining a knack for infectious melodies with a quirky, bizarre sense of humor and a vaguely avant-garde aesthetic borrowed from the New York post-punk underground, They Might Be Giants became one of the most unlikely alternative success stories of the 90s. Now here's more from They Might Be Giants live on Universal Buzz Radio.
So I don't know if you people are a bunch of peaceniks or not, but we got a situation up front here where there's a bunch of people getting crushed, and it's freaking me out personally. So if everybody, like by that third post over there, could just take a couple of steps back. It's kind of a community thing. It's sort of like any other kind of community thing where you just do your little part, and over the course of everybody doing their little part, it doesn't really suck for just a few people. The kind of democratic sacrifice we're looking for. Everybody suffers a little bit, so it doesn't suck a whole lot for just a few people. So if everybody could step back, we know it's a drag, but actually you'll find that your perspective on the band is pretty much exactly the same. You're in the same room, you're just a couple more feet away, but emotionally, we've touched you.
To introduce the band.
People on the trombone, we want to hear one round of applause for Mr. Timothy Newman, all the way from New York City. He wants to hear you scream! Sir James O'Connor, give it up! You might remember him from his role in the TV series MASH. On the bass, Mr. Tony Maimone from Cleveland, Ohio. Thank you, Tony! But wait, there's more, ladies and gentlemen. Pounding the skins on the drums. He's been sharpening his sticks all day for this moment. The libertarian of the band. Give a warm horizontal boogie bar round of applause for Mr. Brian Dimebaum Doherty!
They Might Be Giants style dance rather than any other kind of dance. And for those of you who might have seen our show, this is the part of the show where the audience does all the work and we get all the glory. This is the conga line portion of our show. And this song is called No One Knows My Plan.
Thank you. Excellent man, universe man.
person, man. Hit on the head with a frying pan. Lives his life in a garbage can. Person, man. Is he depressed or is he a mess? Does he feel tough to be worthless? He came up with person, man. Degraded man. Person, man. Triangle man. Triangle man. Triangle man hates person, man. They have a fight. Triangle wins.
Triangle man.
Universal Buzz Radio. Welcome back to more from They Might Be Giants live on Universal Buzz Radio.
This is where the party ends. I'll just sit here wondering about you. Am I a racist friend? I know politics for you, but I feel like a hypocrite talking to you. You and your racist friend. It was the loveliest party that I've ever attended. If anything was broken, I'm sure it could be mended. My head is tired from this bobbing. Bullet head madness that he's saying. This is where the party ends. I'll just sit here wondering how you stand by your racist friend. I know politics for you, but I feel like a hypocrite talking to you. You and your racist friend.
I know politics for you, but I feel like a hypocrite talking to you, you and your racist friend. Out from the kitchen to the bedroom to the hallway, your friend apologizes. Devil's hand and say you're only kidding. This is where the party ends. I'll just sit here wondering how you stand by your racist friend. I know politics bore you, but I feel like a hypocrite talking to you. You and your racist friend.
From my electrical well, it's a simple message and I'm leaving. friend, but I'm a little glowing friend. But really, I'm not actually your friend, but I am. There's a picture opposite me of my primitive ancestry, which stood on rocky shores and kept the beaches shipwreck free. So I respect that a lot. I've invited that on my job. I've been killing. But you find a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bunhead. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, keep the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bunhead. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
And everything while you're at it,
keep the watches over you. To put you find a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bunhead. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. In your soul.
Fell out of my right place again,
and you considered me,
and now I'm where a snail has to be. I want to thank you for putting me back in my snail shell. I want to thank you for putting me back in my snail shell. Was it something you would do for anybody? Was it what you'd only do for me? I need to know because you see I wanna thank you for putting me back in my snail shell.
Friend, look what you gave, and how can you ever be repaid? How may I give you a hand? From the position at your feet where I stand. So let me thank you for putting me back in my snail shell. I'd like to thank you for putting me back in my snail shell.
Was it something you would do for anybody? Was it what you only did for me?
Thank you.
drums. We want to thank our crew for setting all the stuff up. We want to thank the security guys for keeping us safe from each and every one of you out there. Here's a song we'd like to do. Just a little, just kind of a sway back and forth, head bop kind of a song.
Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
No, we can't go back. Constantinople been a long time gone. Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the worst? That's nobody been it but the Turks. Ah! Oh! Istanbul.
Istanbul.
Ah! Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just like it
better that way.
No, we can't go back. Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the work? That's new, but it's business but the two.
They Might Be Giants, recorded live at the Water Street Music Hall in Rochester, New York. Today's Dose of U-Buzz was engineered by Jeff Friedmiller, edited by Chris Hedden, with additional editing by NRM, and produced by Tommy Brunette. Very special thanks to Joel Klayman at Elektra, Jeff Trump at Throwing Music, and Bill O'Connell. If you would like more information on the show and our featured artists, please connect to universalbuzz.com. This is Tommy Brunette, and I'll see you next week with some more of the bravest music in the universe. Independent and proud. We'll be right back with more from They Might Be Giants after this.